Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
Gardaí are conducting a 24-hour national speed enforcement operation to remind drivers of the dangers of speeding. It comes as government ministers, along with the Road Safety Authority, have been meeting to come up with solutions to reverse the trend of rising road fatalities. The Taoiseach said the recent spike in road fatalities was not a blip and the matter needed to be addressed. Cathy Lee reports.
So far in 2023, Gardaí reported 127 deaths on roads. That is 23 more than the same period in 2022. Speed has been identified as a significant factor in road traffic collisions. One in three deaths were younger people, aged under the age of 25, while one in four deaths were pedestrians. Supported by the Road Safety Authority, the aim of Slow Down Day is to remind drivers of the dangers of speeding. It will consist of high visibility speed enforcement at selected safety camera zones and other locations across the country. The CEO of the Road Safety Authority said there is a speed epidemic in Ireland, with vulnerable road users being particularly at risk of death or serious injury. Later this week, the Minister of State for Transport, Jack Chambers, will meet the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, with the aim of strengthening guard enforcement on Irish roads. The current system, where penalty points are only applied to more serious violation, is set to change, meaning drivers committing multiple offences would get penalty points for each breach of the law. Meanwhile, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has said he has spoken to the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, about the need for greater enforcement of road safety legislation.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will arrive in Jerusalem today, ahead of a three-day visit to Israel, the West Bank and Jordan. In the coming days, Mr. Martin is expected to meet the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas, the President of the Palestinian Authority. From Jerusalem, our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy reports.
The Taoiseach has described this week's visit as an opportunity to observe the political, security and human rights situation in the region. The visit comes during what the United Nations has said is the deadliest year in the Israel-Palestine conflict since 2005. More than 200 Palestinians and nearly 30 Israelis have been killed in clashes so far this year. Mr. Martin said there had been a worrying escalation in recent months. The violence comes as Israel's far-right government continues to push for an expansion of Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. Ireland, like most countries, believes the settlements are a violation of international law and constitute an obstacle to peace. Mr. Martin said he intends to discuss these issues directly with political leaders. Edmund Heafy, RTÉ News, Jerusalem.
Ukrainian officials say Russia launched an air attack on the Izmail port in the Odessa region overnight. The incident occurred just hours before the Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Tayyip Erdogan are due to hold talks to discuss possible plans to revive a grain export deal that helped to alleviate a global food crisis. Since quitting the deal, Moscow has frequently attacked ports on the Danube River, which has become Ukraine's major route for exporting grain. A panel of independent experts who annually assess delivery of the climate commitments in the Programme for Government has awarded the government a C-plus grade this year and warned that overall performance on environmental issues is still a long way off where it needs to be. The assessment, which was commissioned by Friends of the Earth, noted progress in some areas, such as renewable energy, but said these were a cause for hope rather than celebration, and that the government now needs to deliver transformational change. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
The coalition leaders need to be upfront with people that a certain amount of inconvenience and disruption to their lives is unavoidable if climate chaos and destruction down the line is to be prevented. That's the message screaming out of this latest assessment of the government's climate action, according to the organisation that commissioned it, Friends of the Earth. The report examines and scores the pace of delivery of nearly 300 environmental or climate-related commitments contained in the Programme for Government. Improvements in the energy sector this year stood out, such as the first offshore wind auction, progress on residential solar power, smart meters and less fossil fuel usage. However, the report says the government is flirting with failure in the agriculture and forestry sector, despite being very limited in ambition to start with. It says that sector is responsible for growth growing nutrient pollution and poor water quality, and that these trends now appear to be locked in for the remainder of this government.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Misty or foggy in parts to begin, soon clearing. It'll be another warm or very warm day with mostly sunny skies. Coastal fog may linger locally. Highest temperatures 22 to 26 degrees in light, easterly or variable breezes.